Okay, so I'm just gonna keep it 100. I want to keep it all the way 100 with you guys. First of all, reason I'm here is because obviously you guys see that my grandfather has an interesting look to him. I think I may have gotten, you know, obviously some of that. People ask me sometimes about where I'm from. I think it has a lot to do with my hair texture, my skin tone. I have dark skin, but it appears that I have some type of red undertone like my grandfather does. I didn't know any of this, by the way. I didn't know that I was different or that my hair was different or my skin was a little different or anything like that. And so people started telling me out in the streets, you know, hey, people that I know, they'll ask, you know, how do you get your hair like that? I just add water and gel. How do you, you know, what do you do for your skin? Soap and water. It's just like, you know, different things about you that people notice that are different, but you don't really notice it yourself because you're just looking in the mirror seeing a black person. That's all I've never been, even coming here and, you know, vibing with you guys, I'm trying to figure out what my ancestry could possibly be and just kind of exploring every lead that I could possibly get. I found that website where people just sit around and classify people all day that you guys saw screen caps of. Like, they'll sit around and they seem pretty well-versed on classifications of people's phenotypes. So that's what I enjoy in that site, to see, hey, I wonder what they think. And every time I post my picture, somebody will say Somali. You guys can see for yourself, the guy posted the screen caps. People will say Somali or Ethiopian or Horn. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I really didn't know anything about Somalia or, like, Ethiopia or the Horn before I started posting those sites. And I was like, maybe there's some truth to that. Let me explore that lead. So me coming here saying Somali pride wasn't necessarily saying, let me deceive them and act like I'm a pure Somali and that I'm from Somaliland or whatever. It was more like, you know, if I, that's just, this is who I am. I want to have pride in it and I want to get to know the people. Honestly, for me to go out in the street in New York City, don't worry, I was not misrepresenting you guys, because if I were to go out in the street here in New York City and tell another black person, hey, I'm 75% African-American and 25% Somali, they'll be looking at me like, okay, so you're black and black, because no one here considers Somali or Ethiopian or anything like that to be exotic or anything like that. If anything, African-Americans are claiming to be Native American and all that other stuff. I already know I have Native Americans in my family and my bloodline. That's not something that I've seen. It's not just a story. I've seen their pictures. I know who they are. I know their names. So just trying to figure out, you know, where everything's coming from, who my grandfather was, and exploring every lead that I get, every hint that I get. So me coming here saying Somali pride was just me saying, hey, if this is who I am, I want to learn more about them. As I research on my own to discover more, I didn't try to act like, you know, hey guys, I didn't look up different cities and, you know, Somalia and tell you guys he's from this city or that neighborhood. I kept it real with y'all. Like, listen, I don't know where in Somali he's from, but I think I'm Somali. So that's the way I kept it. But I know if I just said, hey, I think my grandfather's Somali and I just want to learn more, you guys probably would have been like, you know, fuck you, you ain't Somali, whatever, whatever. So that's why I did it that way. It wasn't to pull the wool over your eyes or anything like that. Because honestly, if I really wanted to act like I was like, I would never do that. Like, I think I'm pure Somali. Made it very clear I was still very African-American. There's nothing for me to hide. Very proud of that. And but still just trying to figure out where I'm at, where, you know, where we come from. I'm learning more. I already learned about our Native heritage. Just, you know, having fun with it. This is part of my fun, but just know that I'm not going out in the streets to misrepresent you guys, because I would look crazy here in New York City trying to talk about I'm part black and part Somali. That wouldn't fly.